Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Tony Jorgensen. We're missing a couple of team members this week. Jessica can't be with us, but you should listen. What was her medium, Marie? So on Jessica's Facebook page, you'll see a session that they did with medium Marie, and they were connecting with the spirit of grace. So that should be an interesting session, and you can find that on Jessica Marie's Facebook page, which is Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. So there you go. And I think it's being aired like right now, but it's also available like after the fact. So tune in and check it out. Tony, welcome. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
If you hear my computer dinging, it's just people that want to go help in Ukraine.
Oh, isn't that
they come
beautiful.
Up on my email. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that's posted on our Enter the Light page on Facebook if anyone wants to have a safe place to donate, and it will be taken care of. You're actually related to Sean Penn, right? So you know the guy better than many of us do. So that's kind of cool. But I know he's been doing a lot of journalistic work, really documenting what's going on there. So that's, wow, that takes a lot of steel to do that.
Yeah, he's in Poland right now with my niece, who is his wife. And whenever they're on the news, I get bombarded, which is great, with emails about wanting to help and donate. So I welcome them all.
Oh, thank you. No, that's great, because every little avenue that can be a safe place for people to offer their help, because we know there's a lot of people who are taking advantage for some reason. I always say these types of personalities on Earth are learning through suffering, because they cause suffering for themselves and for others around them. And so I don't know. But anyway, the safe place is to go. Tony's got one on her page and on the Enter the Light page. We were just talking, Tony, about what our topic this week is, how we discern and receive spirit energy and how we know we're connecting with the other side. So I'm going to just turn it over to you because you were just telling me how you've been pranked all week by two certain gentlemen who I think just joined us for the show today. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I've never been pranked before, or I've seen spirits, but I've never actually been pranked or touched by one where I could see what they were doing. So I went and joined some of your Facebook pages, Lynn. I think one of them was the Ryan page and the other was Eric.
Yeah, Tony, I got to interrupt. The light, I got the little flashlight on, and it is going bonkers. So
crazy.
You're clearly... Yeah. Your connection is being connected here. So carry on. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. So I was letting one of my friends know, which is Marianne, who also helps us on the radio, that I was getting ready to text something to her or you. And I had it all texted out. And the next thing I know, I could hear the keys going backwards, which my sound was not on my phone. It was not on. So I heard that clicking sound, and it erased everything that I had wrote. And I was just like, okay. So I assume it was Ryan, who I've never connected with before, saying hello. And then Marianne also told me that Eric sometimes, because I did read both of his books, and sometimes he'll prank you when you do connect with him. And then I had... what I thought was kind of a dream, but I don't think it was a dream. I think I was awake, and it was a dream of about a spirit coming up out of the grave, but it wasn't spooky, and I cannot even watch a scary movie. Trust me. I get so super scared that I can't watch it. And it was, I could see it. It was somebody coming up out of the grave and went boo, you know, like they were going to scare me, but I wasn't scared. And then all of a sudden it was just a big smiling type reunion. So I'm not sure who that was. Yeah.
Oh, I love those though. I've had a lot of those connections, and it's more than a dream. You can call it, you know, everyone's got a name for the experience, but once you've had it, there's no mistaking what is going on. And I have my, one of my early mentors in this work is Linda Irwin. And boy, I've been in the astral with her more than a few times, and it's an astonishing way to be. It's interesting what you were saying about horror movies, because what we call horrorwood, you know, the Hollywood treatment of the thing. I watched The Conjuring, and that was sort of based on Ed and Lorraine Warren's work, you know, the demonologists. But it, holy cow, it wrecked the work for me for a while, because it just scared the pants off me. And that's horrible.
Yeah.
You know, because you're trying to channel energy, and it's like, yeah. And I had a message too that if it does scare you, stop, because they won't. A truly loving spirit connection won't scare you. Okay, so I think that's one of the things you have to really get over too. Is you know, the inner story you're telling yourself. Like, you know, if you've watched all the horror movies, you're going to be, you know, freaking out before you can even meditate yourself into that place. But really, one of the big tricks is to get the brain, the actual physical brain, into what they call the theta wave state. And that's the same state that you're in when you're being hypnotized. Little kids between the ages of 1 to 5 are almost purely in that state, and they're just sucking everything up like a sponge. Yeah. So, oh my goodness, Tony, we'll have to do a live or something, because the flashlight is just going crazy. They're just, and I blew kisses out at them, and it went even more. So I guarantee you it's Ryan and or Eric and or Jaden with us. So that's beautiful.
Ooh.
You know, you must have some of the usual spirit signs, like you can see coins dropped around you, the feathers, birds and animals, insects. There's all those regular spirit signs, but the bodily sensations that you get, I would describe it as a painless jolt of electricity almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people call it the tingles, yeah. But, you know, again, when you're feeling it, it's unmistakable, you know. How do we get to that receptive stage, though, you know, with all the stuff going on in our brains? What do you do, Tony, to make yourself receptive to spirit?
So I hear a lot of busy chatter all the time. I have a hard time meditating, so I'm the one that has to – I can't just sit there and try to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
I have to move around and meditate that way. I know I just have to clear my mind of what do you call it, monkey chatter or something? I can't remember what you called it.
The monkey mind is what the Buddhists refer to it as.
Yeah.
Taming the monkey mind. And it does,
taming
too.
The monkey mind. And it's taken a long time for me to do that. A long time.
Welcome to the club.
I know. Like, shut up already.
Yeah.
I can go on.
It takes practice.
I can do
though.
A whole movie in my head. I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. But once I get to that point, I'm good. Then it comes. Yeah,
I know the work that you were in requires working with a lot of other people. Like, you're sort of connected to others all the time, right? So sometimes what we're doing before we can actually get into a receptive state is we've got to remove the energy that isn't ours that we've picked up throughout the day, you know? So it might have just been some guy, you know, giving us the finger or going around a corner and sort of made us angry all for the rest of the day, stuff like that. You gotta like lose it and almost clear out that sacred space to allow the energy to come in. One thing I found really interesting is when I'm not sort of being my best, let's say, if I let anger get to me or stress or blah, 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 that's when spirit wakes me up with like I'll cut myself. I'll be cutting vegetables and I'll cut myself, or I will bash into a wall, or you know what I mean? That's when you have those accidents, when you're not focusing and being present. And I swear to goodness, that spirit going, oi, wake up. You know, they do give you that wake up call when you're not, you know, paying attention and staying in the moment too, right? Just, oh,
yeah.
I just saw, oh, I guess that wasn't, I thought I saw another number from your area. I thought it might be Marianne joining us, but hey, Marianne, if you're out there.
She's going to call back, I think.
Okay, yeah, well, join us if you can, hon. We'd love to have you. She's I think Marianne's going to be really useful to people who are having troubled situations, in their, you know, in their life journey. I think she's going to be a really good helper because she's really learned a lot about, you know, narcissistic behavior, and she's a very good expert at this point. And the best experts are the ones who've been there.
Lots of research. Yeah, she's a good researcher also.
Yeah. It's really, really quite a world we live in. It's like everything's just distracting us. I'm like you though, Tony. I can't really sit, you know, with my legs crossed and like going om and meditating. But I do find connecting with nature in whatever way possible. One thing I can take me right out of the busy workaday world is to just watch the birds, you know, or go and sit under a tree or whatever kind of nature contact you can make, because that's where the magical energy is. If this clumsy bunch of people that we are, these humans, if we were out of the picture, nature would carry on just fine without us. And it's magical and miraculous how it just works. And it's so beautiful.
Right. You know, when you were saying about how a person could make or break your day, especially if you're, you know, in tune with a lot of people, I totally 100% agree with that. Like, you know, I always go by if you're having a bad day, then you need to change it. And it's hard to do that, especially when people around you are throwing negativity, especially if you're an empath, I believe, or a light worker. You take in everybody's energy. So I agree with you 100%. Going outside, sometimes I just have to shut down my computer, get off the phone, go outside, walk around with my dog, take a deep breath, take in nature, listen to the birds, and it's everything clears up.
And that is going to connect you to the energy that is in this world and the spirit world, and you'll find that it's quite easy to receive it. And we receive spirit energy through the clairs, through sight, through hearing, through scent, through feel, like touch. There's this whatever way works for you. Don't fight it, and don't I find that people who are practicing their psychic abilities, they go, wait a minute, was that me saying that, or was that spirit connection? And they get into that weird headspace where they don't believe what's happening, or they feel like it must be their brain playing tricks. If it's happening, just receive it. Usually it really helps to write down what's coming through, and then you can see what it, you know, the meaning can be pulled out of what you're writing. Just sort of don't fight the messages that are coming in. I've had messages come in that were the weirdest sort of metaphor, but then when I would tell the person I was reading for what was coming through, it made perfect sense to them. And so trust that even though it doesn't make sense to us, it does make sense to spirit, and it will eventually make sense, you know, in the long run. It tends to do that. I'm noticing our call board, Tony, and we have a lot of folks lined up. So did you have anything?
One more thing. This is why I'm so grateful to be on the talk radio with you, and to be your friend, and to open this place up for people like us, because there's not a lot of people that you can talk to about this stuff because they think you're crazy, you know. So I mean, having a safe space on Sunday, it is such a great thing for me. So I just wanted to thank
you
for that.
Oh, well, I'm so grateful to have just on that subject, like if anybody who's listening, you want to be a guest on the show, we always welcome guests. And we, you know, the Sacred Embers Network is trying to get a few more shows going. So if you feel like your abilities are up to par and you don't have the stage fright, because a lot of people there don't want to go on the radio, but it's not that hard. You just get a few of them under your belt and it's fine. So if, you know, do get in touch with us. You can find us on Facebook, Sacred Embers, and just contact one of the group and we'll get you, you know, we'd love to have more of these shows on the air and more safe spaces for everyone who's practicing their, working on their abilities. And Ryan always told us not to call them gifts, but if you want to call them gifts, that's fine. You know, he said their abilities, everyone has them, so not to make it like a special thing. And so I try not to, but, you know, I think he's fine as long as we're helping other people to work on their gifts, abilities, or whatever you want to call them. Yeah. Hey, babbling. I feel like I'm babbling, and that's hilarious. So
no,
I'm going to just
not.
Go to
you're
work.
Okay, let's go to work.
It's Sunday, and everybody's just laying back. So we do have had one caller that's been on for quite a while waiting.
Yeah.
So 551, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for waiting.
A couple days ago, and I lost my bracelet a couple days ago. I was out walking, and I've had it for 20 years.
Yeah.
I just want to know if you see me getting it back.
Woo.
Or you think somebody took it already or something?
Where were you when you lost it, Jennifer?
I was near my apartment, and I was out walking by a park.
By a park.
So it's a lot of territory.
Yeah, a lot. Or is it silver? Is it silver?
Sapphire and diamonds.
Is it silver and diamonds?
Sapphires.
Sapphires. Diamonds.
Yeah. It has yellow gold.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer,
I'm really upset about it.
Yes. Can you put, just as a long shot, I would put some posters up asking for it to see if anyone. I'm feeling strongly that someone has picked it up. I'm sorry.
Someone has it already?
Well, has picked it up.
I already talked to the police. They're not going to want to turn it in. They're going to keep it or sell it probably.
Yeah. Wow. Sorry, Tony, getting any...
I think somebody picked it up because I kind of saw it a little bit. But I don't know if they want to keep it. I think they're having thoughts about it. So I'm thinking if you do, maybe put a poster up. They might. You might.
I've already tried to call pawn shops and jewelry stores and stuff too.
Yeah. It's not in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
You can make an effort. Just make a poster and describing it and ask. You never know. You might just hit that right person with the heart that doesn't want to break yours. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, Jennifer. Yeah. It really sucks when things like that happen. Yeah.
But I definitely see tugging on heartstrings. So I'm thinking you could get it back. You have to keep like you're doing now, talking to people.
Was it like by the water or something? It just fell off, I guess. I don't know. I had it 20 years.
Wow. Yeah. Probably just fell off, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's happened to me
never
before.
Lost a stone or anything. It was always in good shape. So,
yeah.
Is this
horrible?
Is this a sentimental item, Jennifer? Like, did it belong to somebody?
I wore it to many
you?
Things. I wore it to weddings, graduations, baptisms, meeting Marie Shriver. I've always worn it, so I never had problems. Like, thinking today's the day it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
Well, it's really hard not to take these things personally, and it feels like, you know, like why? And, you know, even with an object, if it means something to you, you are going through a grief. Just so let, you know, and even though it's not a person. Yeah, you're grieving. So give yourself that space to grieve.
Well, I just have pictures of it now.
yes, you do. But the other thing,
I can do is just get another one, but it's not the same, so...
No,
when
but
did you notice when you walked in the house?
When I got to my apartment, it's not there.
From walking.
My arm.
Yeah.
Right.
And you didn't drive there. Did you drive there?
Nope. Nope. Walk.
You walked there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I see it like
And then it's been raining
kind of,
a couple of days and it's muddy and oh my God, it's crazy.
Yeah, I see a gutter though. I see it by a gutter, like a rain gutter.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even know that it was raining, but that's the first thing I saw was like a gutter. You know those, you know where they
that's
come from.
That's where you think I lost it?
Somewhere by a gutter.
But someone got it already.
I think somebody picked it up, don't you? I think somebody picked it up, but I think it's over. That person might live over by the gutter. I don't know, but that's what I saw.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you
but
think
I don't
it was closer on my way back to my house then? Not
maybe.
Out in the physical park. Mm.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you,
but
you
I'm
have
like Lynn,
just...
I think that I think you can play on their heartstrings and maybe put up a couple of
I feel
posters.
Like I have reverse karma. Because every
yeah.
time I find wallets and things, I always return them for people.
Yeah.
Right.
Or
yeah.
hold the door for people or whatever the hell they need. And then I get, you know, this kind of stuff in return.
No good.
Yeah, that's okay to be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think this is going to be a good thing. I think something good's going to come out of this. I don't see anything bad right now. I don't know. I do know you're moving, like what Lynn said.
To me, this is bad enough, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
can you pick up the energy of this person? Is it like a male figure or is it a female?
I feel like it's a little kid.
Really?
Yeah. It's I feel
oh, wow.
a big heart, so it's probably a little kid that doesn't even know what they have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
It's something crazy.
Yeah, that's why
yeah.
I think it's important that you make an effort. Try to co-create
okay.
a result with, you know, your spirit team
yeah,
and
yeah.
see if you can't just, you never know. And if you don't try, the 100% result will be no, right? But if you give it a shot, you never know. But the thing is, Jennifer,
do you have
any
other messages or anything for me? Because I feel like I'm trying to figure out who's around me because, like, I just keep seeing, like, birds and stuff and coins. All the main signs,
oh, okay.
and I don't know who it is. It's a grandmother or an aunt.
Grandmother. Do you mm-hmm. feel that,
oh,
Tony?
It is?
Oh, totally. I've been
yeah,
feeling that since you... Yeah, I've been feeling that since you joined us on the air. Definitely. And so I would use this...
What was interesting
person.
Is when I went in the closet, my grandmother's picture had fallen.
Yeah. There you go.
So,
see, it's stuff like that. The very
grandma.
Subtle little, yeah, those little
yeah.
signs, they are saying hi, you know. So
okay.
I would ask her to help you because I think she's
yeah, I know,
definitely.
Yeah, seriously. Otherwise, I'm just going to have to buy another one and get over it. I don't know what else I can do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it will pass. It will pass.
Yeah.
Feel the
it
pain.
Will.
And
yeah.
Then,
your grandmother's
yeah.
there.
Yeah. And you can ask her to guide you to the next piece. And you
mm-hmm.
know, you put your energy magic into the new piece, and it becomes a new
okay.
memory for you. But
yeah.
It is going to
okay.
be okay.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Try not to take it too personally, and just remember, you're not being punished. It's all either an experience.
Yeah, I can't be mad at myself because I had something for 20 years. I mean, like, you know,
yeah.
everyone will just act like, oh, you were stupid, you shouldn't have worn it, or something.
Oh,
make me
no.
feel bad about it.
You know what,
oh,
I feel like
made to be worn, not put in the jocks.
I think somebody
yeah.
who's very low to the ground, like a little kid, was just going,
oh,
home.
Wow.
Shiny, pretty... Pretty, pretty,
yeah.
pretty. And I think you've just, like, added some delight.
And it's a female,
yeah,
though, or a male?
I feel like a little girl. A little girl found
it's a girl.
It. Or a little, yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. Tony, what do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't see, but I know it's a little person. Because I keep getting, like, chatter. So I think if you talk to neighbors or any little
oh,
kids
wow.
around... Yeah, it's just like mm-hmm. this chattering thing going on, starting with your grandmother. I think she's trying to tell you to chatter, chatter, chatter around. I think
yeah.
that's maybe
oh
where the part comes from.
Yeah. But strong grandmother.
Well, you mentioned a gutter, though. Somebody mentioned a gutter on this number. I don't know who I'm talking to.
I did. I mentioned the gutter. I saw the gutter.
Okay.
Yeah, when you, and then you said rain, so that made sense. So, you know.
Yeah,
the
way a curbside goes, sort of, it's like a V shape, and there's a little sort of, that's kind of where, beside the gutter, I feel that's probably around
that's what
where.
I mean.
Yeah, and it feels
that's
like
where
person,
it happened.
And it feels like the person.
So that's
kind
of off the end of my walk. Then it was not in the park physically. This thing.
I think it's right around you.
Yeah, coming out or like on the perimeter. But I feel like it was the person that found it. Yeah, they were
they
low to the ground, right?
Yeah.
So short, little.
Yeah, because then there's a bridge there and stuff. So you come out of the park and then you get back on the main thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With the houses and stuff. Right.
Yeah. It's going to be okay, Jennifer. This too will pass, and you will find delight in the new piece as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, honey.
All right,
I hope that helped.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't feel like this person's going
to
give it back to me. That's it. It's finished.
Give it a shot.
I'll just stop
give
looking
it a shot.
At this
yeah,
point.
You'll give it a
yeah.
shot. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Write down why. Yeah. Write down why it's important to you. And then just put up some posters around and just see, you know, and as Tony says, use
the
word of mouth.
And what's very
strange
is I moved after 43 years to an apartment.
Yeah.
I moved. I left my house. And this area is not far from there.
Yep.
I didn't think I was going to leave my bracelet, too.
Well,
but that's kind of strange that happened like that. But
well, sometimes things break in order to come together in a new way, and it might be time for you to move on to a new, and it might just be about new energy, but don't think of it as a okay.
And the same thing as you mentioned, my grandmother is mine. I was born in October. My grandmother died at 44 in January. So I didn't really wasn't close to know her, and I'm 43, so I'm getting worried I'm going to die at 44. Like she did. That's what I'm dealing with. Kind of weird.
that's your monkey mind that we were talking
about.
So
when I turn 44, I'm going to be thinking I'm going to die soon. Yeah.
Well,
No.
No, and don't be afraid, because fear makes
it's
you
all
weak,
crazy,
right? Yeah, and just remember too, you don't like you. We go on, okay? It's just the body that goes out, so don't. That's
yeah,
why
of course,
your grandmother is. Yeah, your grandmother's still around you, so ask her to go shopping with you.
Okay.
Okay.
I will.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, love.
Okay.
Okay. Have a great Sunday. Yeah.
You too.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
So then, I think Jessica's going to call in.
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous.
Yeah, she said, do we need her? Because her appointment, whatever that 1:30 was, she had to reschedule.
Always need her. She's always, we
I
need
told
her.
Her
and
we always
her.
Need
her. Yeah, hi, 229, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, this is Melvin.
Oh, hi, Melvin.
Hi.
How are you? I should
I'm
remember your
okay,
number.
I get it. Ma'am?
Yep. Doing okay, Melvin?
Yeah, well, a little stressed out. I'm having some issues. I'm still having issues with these people at dialysis, with the nurses and the techs. So I filed my third complaint, and they're not professional there, and I'm just trying to hold on until I, you know, get my transplant. Come in, and I know when I took all my tests in Gainesville, Florida, he said that they'll have the package finished by August of this year. So then I will be completely on the transplant list. So
excellent.
I know I won't have long.
Right.
So I just want to know, is they going to do anything to these people that I've been complaining about that's causing me problems? Taking me off wrong, throwing too much fluid off of me, talking to me any kind of way, people cursing. is something going to be addressed there? Is people, is some of the techs or nurses going to leave or get fired?
Go ahead, Tony.
It takes a long time. Yeah, you can't. So this is what I think, Melvin. I mean, I think it's definitely be going to be addressed. It just, because of these kind of jobs and in the world we live in today, you and believe me, I know, because I used to own a business. You can't just, you have to make sure all your ducks in a row before they could do anything, unfortunately. I do think they hear you, and I would keep, keep doing those formal complaints, because the more that are written, they can't be verbal. I feel that the more that they are written, Lynn, Jessica's on there. I'm going to see if I can get her on. The more they're written, the more it helps them with your case. You know what I mean?
Right.
Are they written complaints?
No, I call in, but I can get a copy of it.
Yeah, you need to write them down and give it to them, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Because
agree.
I just know from my past experience that anything that's written is taken 100 times more serious.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how things would be with me when I go back tomorrow? Or from now on?
Jessica, are you here?
Yes. Hi, guys. Hi, Melvin. Hi Lynn. And
hey, Jessica, how are you?
Good.
Do you have, did you hear Melvin's question, Jessica?
I actually didn't.
Well, these people at the, remember the clinic he goes to for the dialysis and whatnot? They're very incompetent. They're treating him very rudely. It's just like a very bad experience, and he's wondering, are they going to either be fired or is anything going to change in this situation? So I don't know if you could see what your cards are bringing up for that. Melvin, I agree with Tony about writing it down. What I wrote is writing you off. I feel like they're dismissing your concerns and dismissing you, and almost like marking you as like, oh, well, that's that guy that complains all the time. And they're not taking you seriously. I feel a very deep frustration on your behalf when you talk about this. You've got to remember, Melvin, that we cannot change other people. We can only change ourselves and the way we respond. So don't let these people make you angry, okay? It's very tempting to, you know, because obviously it's an annoying situation, and it's absolutely ridiculous that other people, like people, treat each other that way. That is just wrong. However, we'd be crazy and like we'd be imagining things. It's not a perfect world. There are people, and people are extra stressed right now in the medical places because they're, you know, they've been fighting the COVID patients, not fighting them, but they're exhausted, they're irritable, they're worn out. So it's not really personal, Melvin. It's more that you're just, you know, you're just dealing with a bunch of worn out people who are probably just writing you off because it's too much. It's just tiring. They're tired. It's not personal, though.
I think it's kind of personal because they got their favor. They treat other clients way better than they treat me. And see, I'm a CNA tech, and I know about a lot of nursing situations. And I know when they're pulling too much off me, I know about the machine that I can do it myself. But my apartment is not big enough for me to have home dialysis. They are doing this to agitate me, to get me mad and make me have a burst out. And then there you go. They'll say they'll use that against me. So they're doing that on purpose because some people, it's elderly ladies in there, and they talk to them like a dog. And I tell them, why are you talking to these ladies like this? One man died the other day because the nurse did not wash her hands and stuck her hands in his pool area, and he had staph infection.
Yeah.
When I go through that door, I feel for my life. That's why I ask, like, you know, is these people getting away with private murder? To me, I mean, and I tell them, I say, I'm watching you. I don't care who you tell, I'm watching you. So I'm real nervous when I go in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Melvin.
I mean, I'm going to speak my
mind. Buddy, this is Jessica.
I'm not down to stand.
Okay, Melvin, Jessica's got something to offer you here.
Yeah. I completely hear you, and I'm validating everything that you're feeling and going through. And what I got right away from Spirit is that you are being dismissed. It's almost a form of, like, not only is it, like, horrible bedside manner, it's negligence and almost discrimination.
Yeah.
And what I'm getting from Spirit is that there's going to have to be a way that you move to another dialysis center.
Yeah.
On top of putting in a written complaint until they hear you.
Well, did you see me getting an attorney for being harassed?
No, I haven't. Did you ever call the ombudsman like I told you about? I have their number for you. You need an advocate. Remember, Jessica and I talked to you about it, about getting you an advocate so they can be with you. Because these ombudsmen, what they do is they'll go to the facility with you and sit and watch what's going on. Of course, they're not going to act like that all the time, but you're going to have a written complaint in there. Because Jessica's right. I mean, I think it has to be written, and you're going to be this way. You can be moved to another facility, and then they're going to be under, what do you call it, when they're under the microscope.
Scrutiny.
So I have the number. If you want to write it down.
Yes, ma'am. I have the number.
Okay. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's 888-831-0404. And that is the ombudsman.
Okay.
888-831-0404. And all services are confidential and free of charge. And it's called myfloridaombudsman.com. They're going to help you.
Okay. My Florida.
Myfloridaombudsman.com.
Okay. So I just need to write down the complaints that when I first started there all the way up until now.
You got to journal everything.
Last thing I want to ask you all, my landlord, you know, next month, the 18th is the deadline for me to get out of here. And will there be any changes? I'm going to go there tomorrow. Will they tell me when they would tell me that I can move in the apartment?
What? I'm sorry, what?
I didn't get it either. What?
Yeah, the last little bit. What did you want to know?
Yeah, okay. On the 18th of next month, that's when I got to move at this apartment.
Okay.
I got to be out. And the other new apartment, when would they tell me that I can come on and move in?
That's asking us to be fortune tellers again.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you don't
Sorry,
see me
we,
moving. Okay, well, what day? You
it's
see
just,
me
it's
moving.
Having, Melvin, just because the future hasn't occurred yet on our timeline, so it's fluid, right? And because of free will and, you know, we can't predict. That's not true. Jan Brocky does, but the three of us here, I don't think we can predict the future with any reliability.
No.
But the thing that's coming in strongly, Melvin, I just want to share with you, is that one thing to work on is you have a very righteous anger in you right now, but if you can take that anger and transform it into useful energy, because bringing anger to this situation is just like throwing gasoline on a fire. It's going to make everything worse, because I think you're dealing with a fear-based energy, a fear-based collective in the medical people that you're dealing with. And it's actually got nothing to do with you, but it'll make it worse if you bring anger to the situation. So if you can try and use your anger in a constructive way, writing these letters, and if you don't feel confident about writing it, get someone to help you, but write it all down in a way that doesn't have a lot of emotion in it, anger in it. Write it down in a neutral way, but make sure you write everything down. And make sure you submit that and try really hard. I'm not saying don't be angry, because obviously, like, who wouldn't be being treated that way? But don't let yourself get weak from that anger, okay? The anger is a sign something's wrong, and then you go from there, right? As a football coach, I think you just you got to keep running that play till you get it right, and you'll find the right team for you as a result of this. The right team will be in your future. Can't say exactly when, but I feel that they are there, and you'll find the team that isn't going to give you grief. Okay, honey?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yeah. Hang in there, because it's going to be okay, but your attitude determines a lot of the outcome, and that is just because you're working with energy. Okay, you put the energy out, and it affects how the energy is around you. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And by the way, we've shared your fundraisers, and I will do it again every week. I'll just refresh them, okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I haven't got any donations, but two, that's me and another lady.
Yeah.
I really need some help.
Okay. Well, we'll keep sharing. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll keep sharing them. I think it's hard for the world around us because everyone's focused on the war zones that's going on around us. But I think just keep on putting it out there, and we'll keep sharing. And if anybody would like to help Melvin out, you can see the fundraisers are on Tony's page. I think Jessica's got it on her page. And Tony's page. It's on the Enter the Light page and on Sacred Embers. So we'll keep on plugging. We'll keep trying.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Sending you a lot of love. Okay. Lots of loving energy from all of us.
Okay. Thank you. I love you all.
Okay. Love you too, bud. Okay. Oh, Melvin, I hope things turn a little bit springtime in his situation. Hi, 415. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Anne.
Hello, Anne. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Good. It is finally feels like spring where I am. So
nice.
I am definitely preparing for a big change, and I'm moving to an area that I don't really even know. I know like one person, so it's a big switch. I always move where I felt more secure. So
yeah.
Just anything about making this transition, I've had a lot of insomnia. I kind of go up and down. I'm so excited, and what am I doing? You're crazy.
You sound normal.
Yeah.
Completely normal. You know, no problem there. No, that's human. That's human, because, you know, to hold two energies at the same time, or three or four energies, you know, it's perfectly part of the journey. I'll just go ahead if you guys are okay. I just wrote, people are often the limiters of happiness. It feels like whatever you're making a transition from, you're going to the limits. It feels like somebody or some group of people have been limiting your growth. Does that ring a bell to you?
It's been kind of a crazy like 6 months. I mean, because I moved less than a year ago, and then things turned out so different. Things were good for about 6 months, and then kind of everything started to fall apart. And especially with a past friend that everything turned out different. So, yeah, from her was a lot of stress.
Okay. Well, good news that I'm feeling is I'm feeling that being how I'm seeing it is, you know, when a person's in a race and they break through that ribbon at the end, like they run through the thing and it breaks. That's how I'm visualizing your journey. Like whatever was limiting you or holding you back is like, and the ends are flying free, like, yay. And it's almost like you were saying how spring is returning where you're living.
Yeah.
Well, it's returning to your soul as well. It's like a fresh start. So one thing to look up is look for those meditations that help you release that old baggage. Make sure you don't carry any baggage. And that's like bitterness or revenge or anything, you know, wanting to sort of... Remember that karma has its own timetable, right? So you don't have to be the hand of karma. And really, all I would say to you is, because I feel like such an expansion and it's in my heart area and I feel like just go. This is fabulous. I'm going to turn you over to Tony and Jessica, see what they're picking up for you.
Jessica, do you want to go? Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Hi, Anne. Interesting that this card had came out when I began shuffling, and it says, the card I got for you is competition, and it says warrior guide. The card indicates that, you know, there's strife or argument, conflict or battle. It says this is a time and challenge, pure and simple. No matter how you look at it, confrontations and discord can be on the horizon. Others don't agree with you or see your perspective, and they don't intend to cooperate with you in any way. This could surface in such ways as maybe legal battles, divorce proceedings, and contract negotiations, or it could just be an impasse with a spouse over a raised toilet seat. However the issue, there's no immediate or easy resolution. You've attracted a worthy opponent, so prepare to go the distance. This is not to assume, however, that such combative scenarios are always a bad thing. Your warrior guides are present to enlighten you about the benefits of sharing. Petition brings out your best and unleashes your passion and contentment and what you believe in. It depends, or it also develops your strength and prevents you from being victimized or manipulated by others. And it teaches you the need to respect others too, and not mindlessly impose your will on them. Your warrior guides suggest that when you do battle with others, it's best to fight fairly and learn from the conflict. Wow. And that was the card I got for you. I'm not sure how that resonates.
That was more like in January. I mean, that's over. That's over now. But I'm on the end of learning more about my strengths
Awesome. So you're just kind of, you're not bringing any of that with you into your present, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a bridge burner. I'm not that type at all. So I'm not going to leave here with any of that taste in my mouth.
Good.
So, mainly it's, you know, you never really know it why when you're in it, but it's more, so I always wonder, why did I come here in the first place? But I guess everything, you know, has to happen. Without that happening, I wouldn't have moved to my next location. So, but head's spinning. It's like moving twice in a year is a lot to go through.
Mm-hmm. You're very wise, though. I got sorry to interrupt, but you're very wise. Like you've got a lot of insight, and that's beautiful. Carry on.
Very wise. I got that. I am free to choose my healing and my light. So I feel that those shackles that you felt, you might have felt in January. I'm just projecting. I don't know for sure. That you are free now. And it just, but the card that I chose is kind of like what Jessica chose. It's that it's a gentle reminder that you create your own reality to, you know, to look beyond the veil of illusion that you're, and of your, you know, that your current limitations, don't let them project your future. Okay. So I feel that maybe that card was picked in this one as a reminder that you do need to move full steam ahead, no second thoughts, and reframe your experience as lessons and choose to heal. So if you're working on that and you chose healing, you know, I definitely think this move is where, you know, you should be. I'm not a fortune teller, but I don't know, but I see, you know, the same thing. I see that like a finish line, and people are cheering you on to get to that finish line, and you're just like trying to get through it. You're trying to get through it, and then you just need to be pushed across. I think whatever you're doing is, you know, is going to be good for you. You're going to feel freedom, and I think the reason why you feel spring is here, like what Lynn said, is because that feels that way in your heart. You feel released from burdens that you might have had in the past 6 months.
I've also been back in my home state, back in the state that I grew up in, and separate from the friend drama, just going through a lot of things in my storage unit, like just really clearing out. My dad died during the real lockdown in 2020, and we had to just kind of throw everything in my storage unit. And so it's a lot of healing of that, of clearing that. So it's a chance to be, you know, a time of clearing out a lot of this stuff, of my childhood even in storage and my dad's stuff.
Yeah, that part. So it is a kind of healing. You're going through it. Gone through a lot, but I think that's all good. It's supposed to be that, you know, part of that journey that you're taking to freedom. But it's a good thing. It's positive. I don't see any crying or tears. I see, you know, fun and life and a new spring. The spring has sprung. You know, I just see rabbits running around and fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, you're very smart.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, at times. Sometimes at 2 in the morning, I'm lying awake, not so much, but.
Well.
But,
You're awesome, man.
Calm down.
Your insight is way beyond your years, I feel. You worry about things that people your age usually don't worry about. So I think you can, you know, I think like Lynn and Jessica are saying, you're very smart and you have a lot of wisdom.
Anna, I have to ask, I'm getting like an F name, like Frank or Fred. Do you have a relative on the other side?
Well, that's funny you said that. Somebody else said, or maybe it was a workshop I took or something, that said when you're worried about things, like at 2 in the morning, assign things to a guide, or assign things, the logistics is, you know, the big picture I'm not worried about, but the logistics of the, oh, what am I going to live and where am I going to work? And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so that's so funny you said that. So I named my coordinator Fred.
There you go. There you go. Good.
And I said, okay, Fred, you find my place to live, and you're going to find my take care of my trip demo.
So expand on that. Clearly, that's a guide. Okay, I would go back over your family tree, and just see if that person was in there, because it just feels like a strong connection, and it's a really positive energy. It's absolutely helper energy. I'm getting the feeling like Mr. Rogers would say, "Look for the helpers." This is how that energy comes through. So go, Fred.
That's probably
I love
my
it.
Grandfather. Yeah, there it is.
That's wonderful. See, you should work on your abilities every single day, because you got it going on, okay? You really do. And keep building that. You'll blow your own mind, really, at what you're able to do. And those spirit connections, when you're cleaning up your dad's stuff, that's a really good time to connect spiritually with him. And you'll know that he's fine. He's fine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. I'm glad you know those things. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll keep talking to Fred, for sure.
Totally. No, I love that. It's validation for you. Yeah. That's perfectly lovely.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There you go. Okay. Wonderful, Anne. Well, you keep
Thank
in
you.
Touch, you know,
I'll
call us back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here every Sunday, so let us know how it's going. Wonderful. Thank you so much
All
for
right.
calling. Love and
Thanks
light to you, messages. My dear. You're very welcome. Okay, here we go. Going to keep moving. And 201, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
It's Jackie.
Jackie?
Yes, from New Jersey.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Good. We don't seem to have a really clear audio from you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're okay. Maybe a better position with a cell phone. But go ahead.
Could you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. How can we help you, Jackie? What would you like to... bring to
just
the conversation.
Have a question about work.
Mm-hmm.
The arbitration. I had an arbitration, and it recently was offered a new position at another location. Mm. I'm just trying to figure out if it's a consolation or if it's, you know, another pain.
Okay. Again, we're having audio problems hearing you, but what I think I heard you ask is this about moving to another job?
Another location.
Another location.
Yes, there's another opportunity, but I'm not sure what to say about it, you know, or how to feel about it.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, because I was at the front door talking to my friend's mother and father-in-law. He just returned from a vacation. So when you actually accepted my call, I'll call you. Okay? Thank you. So I was multitasking. I'm so sorry. While I was on the phone waiting all this time, I was praying that it wouldn't happen as soon as the people came in. The people didn't. I'm just feeling some type of way because I just dealt with a lot of changes on my job and a lot of extra workload, and I just want to see what shows up about it, because I want to move forward, and my job has been very hectic and draining. So I want to see if I can get an insight on how to move forward with work and physically move from my home. It's been a lot.
Okay. Okay, Jackie, this is Lynn. I'll go ahead and I'll just tell you what's coming in is that your level of self-care lately, are you taking care of Jackie? Or are you looking after other people too much?
That's been the problem. And I want to take care of Jackie, I want to put Jackie back together again, as well as put my house in order.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
And my job. We all dependent on our jobs to live.
Yes, absolutely. I understand. It's like a rock and a hard place. You can't do. You know, I hear you. But even okay, I would practice the word no. You've got people depending on you, but you know what? I feel a very strong imbalance here, where I think you could delegate. You can delegate a little bit more. Okay, I feel like you're carrying way too much of the load, and you don't have to be a bad guy, right? You can just explain that you need help, and then expect the help to show up. I know people can be stubborn and weird, and they really like, you know, when you do all the work and they do all the receiving. Somehow you'll have to find a way to communicate your need for help, because if you keep going the way you're going, Lovey, you're going to have a breakdown. Okay, you're going to
I actually went through my union, and you know, because I do have the personality that when the things are not done and I'm being held accountable, I don't like to, you know, because many times that's the setup. And you know, this more recent job that was offered to me, it's closer to home. I won't have like a crazier commute. I think it's being offered because they know that I filed an official complaint because I've been dumped on for some years.
Yeah.
And I've just been trying my best to do it. And I do feel the strain of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you're already aware of that. So you're going to have to find a way to speak your truth. You don't have to be angry. As the Desiderata puts it, you speak your truth quietly and clearly. The emphasis being on clearly. And don't let people dismiss you, because you have a legitimate need to stop carrying all the burden, is how it feels. I feel like I've got a gigantic weight on my back here. And I'm like, holy cow, lady, you need a vacation in the worst way. You know what I mean? You need...
Yeah,
a break, you need rest. Yeah. So make sure you learn to express what you need, ask for what you need, and don't take any wooden nickels on this one, you know. People will get away with it if you let them. And you, as I say, you don't have to be a bad guy. You just need to express what you need clearly. I'm going to put you over to Jessica and Tony and see what's coming in for them. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jackie. This is Jessica.
Hi.
When you first came on, I started shuffling the cards, and what flew out of the deck for you is actually a card called Exhaustion, and talking about divine helpers. So what further indicates is overload, mania, workaholism, or overdrive. It says, your divine helpers are here, advising you that while it is essential that you do everything in your power to fulfill your goals, it is equally important to know when to back off and to allow the universe to work its magic on your behalf. You've done enough. Allow these beautiful and highly competent guides to step in and take over. Your enthusiasm is your gift, but unless it's properly contained, balanced, it can undermine your best of intentions. Your divine helpers gently remind you that just as plants need water to grow, too much will drown them out in their ability to blossom. The same principle applies to your efforts. Overdoing in fear and disguise, do not allow it to keep you in the, you know, in the manic mode. Give yourself more breathing space. Trust your divine helpers are on the job and overseeing your success, so you can rest. You need to let go and turn responsibilities over to others. You need rest. Doesn't mean that they do. Ask your divine helpers for... I'm sorry, I had to laugh. Ask your divine helpers for assistance in this. They know better than you on many levels. Not that they're better than you, but they know. And what you need right now, ease up and let them work their miracles. Their message is rest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got, which makes complete sense.
Mm-hmm.
And resonates with even, you know, Flynn's message. Tony, what did you have?
That was beautiful. Well, I don't know what more I can say except because I got almost exactly the same thing. I got you feel that you're at stalemate, a crossroad, making a difficult choice, choosing the best route of action for you. But like what Lynn and Jessica were both saying, that unless you promote self-care, you're not going to be around to make the choice. It's really vital that you do start taking care of yourself and listen to your, you know, your spirit and your inner guide. And it says, inner sage, inner mentor, inner guide, show me my brightest light so that I may see with all of my heart. So I think once you do that, everything's going to calm down around you, and you're gonna know the right choice. I mean, it sounds to me like they're stuck between a rock and a hard place, and so they do hear you. And I think like what they're saying is that they know your worth, your weight in gold, both at home, and this is for both at home and work, I feel.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's time to take care of Jackie. And then the other is, I mean, I don't know how more I can put it, but what Jessica wrote, what she read to you is beautiful. And it's exactly the same thing I have.
Yeah.
So, you need to listen to those inner guides and inner spirit, because I think you know they're right. You just need to take a deep breath, Jackie, and people need to give you a break. You need to relax.
Yeah. Because you're a precious soul, Jackie. Yep.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Yeah,
you deserve
kind
to
of
be
tight.
Happy.
Very tight.
Take the job.
It's your
that,
turn.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Take the, absolutely. Take the job that takes the commute away. That's one thing that'll start. Make sure that any complications to your time and your energy, take the job that has the least of those, okay? So cut out all the extra nonsense that you have to go through.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to get out there. And the one supervisor that's been pushing it, she knew that there's a battle between supervisors that they don't talk about, but I've seen it for years now. And I have one that was silently dumping me with other people's work.
Yeah.
And even though she knows that I was dealing with a lot of other stuff outside of work with my family once my mother died, and it disappeared. And once they know that you're having some other issues and setting them backing off a bit, they start to dump. And I think that's so unreasonable, while other people just doing other people's work. And I tend to burn the midnight oil. So I did burn out. Especially even during COVID.
You haven't even been able
even
to grieve the loss of your mom, right? You haven't grieved.
The ironic thing is I'm in charge of my mother's estate, and I've been paying for everything for like the last 3 years. And my family on my mother's side is fractured, but I'm doing what I know my mother wants me to do. So that's a stress right there. But I have to work to be able to do all of this. And then my work was overbearing and cumbersome and very menial, really demeaning at some point. And I just want to relieve that pressure and just heal. And assist those who I can within my immediate household to heal. Because if I'm broken, they're broken. That's how
exactly.
I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have some grieving to do. That was the first card that I chose. It said that you still haven't accepted or grieved the loss that you just recently had or have had.
Absolutely.
They have to wait. Your family has to wait for you. You're in charge. So if you need to take the time to make sure you're doing it right and everything's straight in your head, then by all means, you know, the time. But like Lynn said, just the commute alone on this other job. And that one supervisor, she knows what has happened. Somebody knows what there happened. That's why I think it said a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They're very
and
aware.
It's a very, very toxic environment.
Yep.
Yeah. Heavy. And I do everything to stay out of it. But I'm mm-hmm. very empathic, and a lot of people are drawn to me. And I think that's the supervisor that really would have made the difference. I think she's used me because she can't make anybody else do it. And she might be doing it because she knows that I'm between this rock and a hard place in
yeah.
my family.
Yeah.
Well,
which I think
people,
is so unfair.
Yeah.
I would
people
take
don't
the light road out.
Yeah. People don't leave their jobs. They leave the management. So
yeah,
you're doing the right thing. Okay, well, I hope that helps, Jackie. Let us know how it goes. Would you call us back when you get
I
a
will,
chance?
I will, ladies. I appreciate it.
And make sure you treasure yourself as the beautiful soul that you are. You're worth it, okay? And even if you just put your feet up at night and watch a movie or something, you know, do something nice
absolutely.
For Jackie. Okay, lovey.
Yes.
Hope you. I hope
thank
that
you.
Helped a bit. You're very
well,
welcome.
Yes, it did. I appreciate it. Could you ladies mention the name of the deck that you're looking at? I do like
I'll
to
see.
Read the cards and look at the pictures.
Oh, the deck,
yeah.
Yes.
Mine is the Light Seers. So it's the and then LIGHTSEER apostrophe S.
Okay.
And the one card that I had for you was the Two of Swords. Those are mine.
Where I want to go, it's not far from me. I have a garden that I miss so much in tending, my mom's home, and it's my peaceful place.
Yeah,
it's been the place where I, you know, that garden means so much to me. You know, like
there's
to maintain it and you know take care of it, and I could, you know, the cards. Knowing the right deck to use, I think they could actually help me make some. I do need to make some critical decisions, and I want to do it with a clear head and, you know, clear insight as how to move forward. So I don't like continuing to ask the same questions again over and over when things are going to manifest. My visions are clear to me, but not everyone around me. So I realize sometimes I can't even talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm looking for different decks that will actually speak to me.
Deck you're using, Jessica?
Her name is Sonia. The last name starts with C. And it's a Oracle Cards deck. It's called Ask Your Guides.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like this. Jackie,
I see them. I actually see them. Sometimes I see them out the corner of my eye.
The key is balance.
And with time.
Right now. For sure.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you so much. I hope that helps, Jackie. And
yes, it
call
does, especially
back.
The health part, because I feel it. I feel it with my health. My health has been compromised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think you know you're a pretty good intuitive and you know what's going on. It's just getting everybody else to behave themselves, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, we send you so
thank
much
you.
Love and light, and I hope
thank
I
you.
Just
thank
hope
you.
That you get where you need to be, sweetie. Okay, bye-bye.
But the...
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry, Jackie. I hung up. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Oh, well, I won't apply for a telephone operator job anytime soon. Okay, 267, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi. Yeah, this is Blair from Pennsylvania.
Blair?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome. How can we help you today, Blair?
Well, I really just wanted to share what I'm going through and just be witnessed.
Sure.
That's it, yeah. So 4 months ago, I moved to Pennsylvania from another state, from New Jersey. And it took a lot of energy and belief in myself and all these manifestation tools to do it. And I really amazed myself on how I was actually able to find this great place and follow my heart to where it was calling. Because I didn't know anybody here and no friends, no family. It was just, that was just a call of the heart. So the place that I rented was a short-term lease, just 4 months. Mm-hmm. And I figured when they offered that to me, I figured that that was good because then I would get to know the area and I'd see where I ended up working and what I liked and whatever. So the lease is up on April 1st, and for most of the month, I was very relaxed and calm. I was kind of like looking for places, but Spirit just kind of told me to like keep chilling out. Like there was no, I wasn't like guided to go look at anything. Like it was just very, everything was very calm and like basically trusting of like the right place will appear. And then like, around a week and a half ago, I started, like things started activating within me that was like, okay, it's coming close. You better be looking for a place a little bit more hardcore. You haven't found anything yet. And this old ego part of me was like, you're just so relaxed. And normally someone's frantic looking for a place. And this is kind of like weird on how chill you are. And again, that's like the new me. That's just like in peace. And that's just how Spirit kept guiding me. So what has followed over like the last like week is like these big things have been coming up for me to like shift and clear. So that's nothing new to me to do healing work and like clear programming that's coming up. But now that we're just a few days away from the lease being up and the place hasn't appeared just yet, I am noticing these parts of myself that, so basically like an old trauma was reactivated. And I appreciate it to heal it and be done with it because I've carried this with me for a long time, and I know it's not needed anymore. But it just, in a way, it also seems like the most inconvenient time for. I mean, it's everything's guided, of course, but it's like this is really inconvenient that like now I'm focused on healing this. Because I had an experience years ago that I needed to move out of my parents' place, and it was getting like increasingly bad situation, and ended up like being like ejected from the place, and like just really. So it kind of like it just was like this trauma that happened from that, and I ended up being okay, but. Obviously, I've been like holding that still in my body, and it's been coming up lately because so like what I'm noticing, like what's coming up today is like I'm noticing these different parts of myself. Like there's the one part of me that feels and I'm talking about like the little child in you, you know, like different parts of your little child. So like there's one is like the unsafe one that is like frantically looking at places and calling places in different towns and like, okay, maybe I'll look at this apartment or maybe I'll look at this townhouse, even though I want a house and I got like really comfortable in how I was living here. And I really wanted to continue living this good life. Like, I wanted to be out of the bad times that I have had over the last several years, which was all healing stuff, healing years. So there's that frantic part of me, and I'm able to calm that part down and, like, soothe that part. But then there's this other part, like, having some trouble believing that my desires can still come true because, you know, I feel like, oh, this clock is ticking. And, you know, I asked my landlord if I could – originally she had told me I could have to the 15th, but now she said no, like they moved the construction up or whatever of the house. So there's, like, that tension there So I'm having this, like, trouble sort of believing and having the faith that, like, Spirit's going to provide for me, that this house will appear. And then there's, like, this other part of me that is this confused part of me that is, like, way overwhelmed and, like, I don't know what to do and maybe I should just sign the lease of a townhouse, but, like, I don't want to live in a townhouse or, like, I don't want to, you know, it's, like, and that's the other part of me, too, that's, like, really resistant to, like, going back to an apartment or going back to a townhouse. And, like, I have my own reasons for that. And it's like, so I'm all, like, kind of conflicted within. And then there's that last part of me that, like, has the pressure on of, like, you better hurry up and heal through this because you need to find a new place and you don't want to have drama with the landlord. And, like, you know, because we start projecting, like, the past trauma that I had with my parents of, like, how they wanted me out of the house. So, like, I was doing some kind of projection that I had with this landlord of, like, I didn't want to have a bad situation with her, you know? So that's what I'm going through. And that's what I'm, like, just sitting here breathing through and observing. And like I said, I'm used to this work because I do healing work, but it just feels so overwhelming. And I don't know. I mean, I've seen these different parts of me so many times, like the part of me that gets into confusion just keeps me frozen. Like, that's the freeze, that's the overwhelm and the frozen part of, like, I can't make a decision.
So, I would embrace that situation then, Blair, because when we let ourselves panic because of all these different things, it's like the expression, when you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Okay, you know definitely you're out of this place you're in. Okay, you've got a timeline and a definite, date when you have to be gone. Now, the fragmented parts of you, like there's the little kid and then the grown-up and the healer and all these different parts of you are almost sort of like fighting within you. I wrote down when you were speaking, I wrote down past life connections. Have you ever checked those out, where you've been in another existence?
Yeah, I mean, I know that is also coming up as well. Like, it's past life stuff, it's karmic stuff, it's even with this lady who I'm renting from, I know that is past life and karmic stuff too.
Yeah, I felt that strongly. And the thing is, as you say, the lesson is repeated until it's learned. But it isn't, it's a challenge to you. It's not a punishment or anything like that. It's just you are being asked to work on these particular aspects. And I feel strongly that it's brought over from another lifetime. And it's nothing to worry about, nothing to panic about. And I get a strong feeling that just take something temporarily because it's going to work out. It's just you need to find that place where you've been able to be in a trusting place. You will find it again. But I feel there's a lesson or several lessons that are repeating for you. And just remember, this kind of stuff is kind of like spiral. It comes around again and again and again. And eventually it does sort of peter out. But the thing is, it's stuff that you brought here to work on. And I, I don't think you need to panic or worry. And the, you know, the fragmented part of you, I think that's the different energies you've brought with you into this lifetime. I hope that makes sense. I'm going to run this over to Jessica and Tony and see what's coming in for them. And just, I wanted to just give you one message. Just trust all is well. And it doesn't mean all the confusion suddenly goes away, but it's going to be okay is a strong feeling I'm getting. So don't panic. It's going to be okay. Okay, Jessica, what's coming? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's coming through
well,
for you?
Well, I just want to say something to what you were saying, just like as far as in response. Like I do feel like, I mean, I've learned enough that you just sit with it. Like you don't not to go do anything drastic when something like this is going on. And I do feel like whatever, you know, that it is going to be okay, but I can't seem to get to the place of the taking something temporary, because for me that would be, I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be a townhouse or you know, an apartment, but like I'm very sensitive, like I'll give the story, like just the reason why is like I'm very sensitive to EMS, and I don't want to be around that anymore. And that was one of the things that I loved about having this house to myself, is that I don't have anything here. I mean, normally the phone is off and the internet is off, and I love it. And I love having my own space. So the idea of like, even also, like I used to hear my neighbors all the time with apartments, and like, it makes me almost want to throw up to go back into that environment. And so I can't force myself to do that, but like, I don't know what that is. I've been praying about it for days. Like, I don't know where that leaves me.
Yeah. Sometimes we just have to make the request and then let it go. But the thing is, one thing I feel strongly is don't lock into anything unless you have, you know, don't lock in out of panic. Like, you're better to even find, I don't know what I mean by temporary, but it feels like the stepping stones will appear for you, but don't lock in to anything you're not sure of. Jessica,
right,
what's
that's
coming?
The funny thing.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Well, that's the thing is like, I was like, okay, well, the big me has to take a stand here. And I went to go look at two places yesterday, and I was saying to Spirit, I just need to just take something. And both of them, it was like a very strong body no. So I'm like, okay, well, then you guys need to show me something that's a yes, you know?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. We can try and rush the process, but usually we end up just feeling frustrated because, you know, there is such a thing as divine timing for each individual, and you're just experiencing that phenomenon. But let's see what Jessica's getting for you.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Blair. When you first came on and I was shuffling the deck, this card jumped right out of the deck, and it's a card that says shame and divine healers. I'm thinking this may have to do with the healing you were talking about. It says, you're at risk of falling under the spell of self-criticism because of poor choices or learned behavior. And this is bringing on energy of shame. You can always tell when the soul deadened vibration is present, because it causes you to unconsciously pull back from others and the loving support of the universe and become isolated. It's quite possible at this time to believe that the world is against you, making you want to hide, withdraw, or push it away. Nothing could be further from the truth. You are your own worst enemy at times, as the universe never stops loving or supporting you, nor have the people around you stopped loving you, even if you've made terrible mistakes. After all, we're all guilty of this at times. So your divine healers are surrounding you at this time, holding you in affection and unconditional love as you struggle to regain your self-esteem and balance. They ask you to remember that being here on Earth is like being in a classroom, and you're here to progress, and you'll make many mistakes along the way. The part of your learning process and necessary for your growth. The divine healers ask you to open your heart and forgive your mistakes. No mistake too great to forgive. And there's no mistake too great nor any error so grave that it can't be forgiven. Pray for them to help you rise above any self-limiting beliefs or self-criticism and recenter the flow of the universe. Make an effort to see yourself the same love that you see within yourself. And that's what I got for you.
Yeah. Yep. That is, that's right. Yeah. And I've been praying a lot. Because, I mean, I could kind of, in a way, well, from past programming, I mean, I could kind of see where this is heading from past experiences. Right. But I've been affirming that this is, you know, that spirit is working on my behalf and that I am safe. And
okay. You have the healer guides with you. And I think that was a validation of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got something that's kind of fun, actually, but I do have a question. The place that you're currently living, she's telling you you can't stay there till the 15th, that you have to leave?
Well, so that was going to kind of be my next round of, like, sort of comments. But, yeah, like, originally when I signed the lease, they had told me that I could – I could stay till the 15th if I, you know, the latest or whatever. But when, I don't know, like just, you know, she gave me notice and she said, when I had, I mean, yeah. So yeah, now she's like, no, you know, you can't. And I was thinking that, from certain, I don't know if I was like projecting of what she feels about me now, but like I was just thinking that she was kind of like done with me and like the things that we didn't go through anything major, but like the stuff that was brought up with me being here with her, that she was kind of done with it, didn't want to deal with this stuff anymore and wanted to put her foot down, that like, no, she wanted the house back. And maybe she had helped me enough, like, moving into this place because she knew I came from out of state and stuff like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's right, but.
No, I don't get that. No, So what I got was I am ready for this adventure down the soul path. And that, let's see, what did it say? It says, trust your intuition. As your swan dive, as you swan dive into the seed of potential. So I think you, like what Lynn and Jessica were both saying, is that you can't just go, you know, like you're used to doing, is going and just, because you're getting nervous, you want to just go and sign a lease. I would talk to her. I don't think she's done with you. I mean, I think if you're actively looking, which I think you're going to have to start actively looking, and then something's going to come down your path. I mean, that's what all these cards are saying. But you need a week. You need a couple of more days. It's not going to happen within the next week. You know, if you could possibly stay till the 15th, I think that would probably help instead of, you know, having to move to an Airbnb or something like that till you find the place. But that place is out there, and I see that you're going to get it, and it's not going to be an apartment. It's going to be exactly what you want, but you just need a little more time to find
it. Well, so, I mean, the thing is Spirit keeps saying to me, like, sort of like, don't quit before the miracle, and I really am ready to fly. Like, I've been down these lower timelines before, so I keep, like, saying out loud, I know I don't need to do that. I know that you guys are working on, like, I keep talking about how I know that they're working for me. I'm not going to go into this victim mode that you know, look what I did or whatever, you know, because there is some shame about that. Like, you know, I could hear my parents, like, being like, you know, Blair, you did this again. You got yourself in one of these situations. And it's like,
yeah.
I was just listening and trusting. And the thing with this is that there's like so much stuff. Like I went down for like 2 days that I was like, okay, I'll look at different towns and I'll go further and I'll be open to these different things. And then when I really got still within myself, it was like, I know this area, like I adjusted to it. And I don't know if I like love it, but I'm comfortable here. And I don't want to be like a, you know, stubborn, which is another like sort of one of those childhood wounds or like things, you know, you're called when you're younger. Like, I don't want to be stuck in my own way. So I'm trying to be a little bit flexible, but yet I don't know these other areas. And then for me to start driving a half an hour or 40 minutes to go look at a place, and it's just frantic energy running around. And if anything, Spirit's been guiding me to like just be more focused on where I want to be. And it's like, just stay in that area where you are. You're already there. Just let something open up.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I want to move forward with that. And I was sitting with the idea of, she's away now. And I know she comes back the day before the first. And I said, I'm going to just sit with it today. I'm not going to consider emailing her till tomorrow. But, you know, and I'm sure she'll check in with me sooner or later to be like, well, what's going on or what? But, you know, I don't know if I offer, like, I have some fear of, like, if she starts the eviction process or what. I mean, I was told that that takes, like, a close to a month, so then that would buy me time. But, like, the bigger thing is this lady has been really nice to me. The whole family has been nice to me. I don't want to be a dick to them. And I kind of feel like she might either think that I'm being a dick to her, you know, I'm not being nice to her, trying to screw her over after she was nice to me. And that's not what the situation is, or like I'm trying to be manipulative in some way or, you know, take advantage of her. I'm not. Like,
yeah,
we need
to communicate that to her, I think. I think you have to communicate, because this is her place and it's probably part of her livelihood. And it doesn't sound to me like if she already had somebody that was going to move in, I think she would have been pouncing on you to ask you what your plans were. So I think it's something that could probably work out between the two of you, but I wouldn't wait much longer. I mean, you know, I would talk to her. Communication is the best key, I think. I mean, you know, I can't tell you what to do or what.
I had already spoke to her several days ago. Like, it was, you know, through email I had asked her, and she said, because what happens, this is her son's house, and her son's getting married in, like, June or something, or July. So they were going to do some construction, like, renovation of the house. But it's not, I think it's a bullshit answer that she gave me, that she moved it up, that they're going to be working on it, because the person who does the construction is, like, her son's fiance's father, you know, it's not. So I was thinking, well, maybe I'll just move my stuff to the side. I'm living out of boxes anyway, so I can maybe say, I don't really want it to be a zoo in here, but I could maybe say, well, if you want to, you know, maybe we work out a deal that it works for both of us if you need to, like,
yeah,
take
like
care
an, of it. Like an Airbnb situation. I keep getting, like, an Airbnb situation. It's either going to be there at that house or you might have to go to an Airbnb, something like that. That's definitely what I was thinking also.
The Airbnb, I mean, I guess I do have money for that, but I don't have – I mean, I don't want to speak, like, negatively, you know, but I don't really have that extra, well, I don't know. I don't want to be in resistance of doing that. I mean, that means I have to put my stuff in storage. I have a couch, you know. I mean, I would not move out. I wouldn't. Like, I know that that's maybe a dicky thing to do, but I'm going to speak to her and ask her, like, for the extension, that I wouldn't just move out like that and put myself in a bad situation right off the bat.
I would talk to her. All the cards are pointing to the direction of talking to her. Communication is the key.
Try some writing, Blair. I was just going to suggest, try doing some writing and see what, if that doesn't help your state of mind a little bit. We have to wrap up, hon. We've got a few more callers we'd like to get to before the end, but it's going to be okay. You know, you already have, your abilities are growing and developing as you go. So, use your own inner voice to guide you, but it does feel like it's going to be all right. And don't borrow trouble that you don't have yet. You don't need to, don't worry about things that haven't happened yet, because I think like 90% of what we worry about doesn't happen at all. So keep developing your abilities. Do some automatic writing tonight and see what your guides come through with for you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you've got it more going on than you giving yourself credit for. I think you have a lot of psychic ability. So just see what the writing does for you. And I guarantee you, your team's going to come through for you. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you just go through these things and you just sort of never want to go through them again. And then they pop up and it's like almost like a horror show, you know? I mean, not to like be so dramatic about it, but it's like, oh, not this again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing, as you go through things, you learn how to sail your ship so you're not so afraid of the storms. The storms are going to come through. We come here with pretty much an idea of what we're going to work on in this lifetime. So your soul knows why you're here. Mm-hmm. And I think you've got it you've got it more under control than you. I think just keep the projection down. Try not to project problems that haven't happened yet. And that lets what's going to happen come through for you. I do get a strong feeling you're going to be okay. You really are.
All right. Thank you. I will stop
you're
the
so
worrying
welcome.
Completely.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Blair. Sending you lots of love and lots of light your way. Okay, let's see what we can do for these last few callers. 305, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm going to give you my name. My name is Deanna. It's not an alias or an... I'm in
That's
South
okay.
Florida.
Lovely. How can we help you, Deanna?
I'm in a state of panic. I was evicted. I don't have money to continue staying at a hotel. I'm overdrawn.
Uh-huh.
And it started 14 years ago when I had my own condominium inherited from my family, and one of the women who was on the board was stealing money, and she was harassing me. An attorney sent her a letter in 2008, and she told me she's not afraid, and she set me up and hit me inside the elevator. Had someone say that it was me, even though he couldn't see in. And I went through 17 months of court appearances. The problem is I work for the courts, for the federal level. Right. So this really hurt me. I overcame that, but I lost my property. And since this happened in 2008, June 21st, solstice, and since then I've been like going downhill. Right now, I'm in panic. I'm 72. Got a tumor on the top of my chest. And I feel like this is the end of the road for me. So whatever you can tell me in your readings, and I am a, you know, avid follower of in 17 of everything, you know, that is hidden knowledge. I'm a Scorpio.
Right.
And Leo rising, Gemini moon. So I'm very scattered by very, very, you know, curious. So if you could give me a couple of readings, I appreciate all three of you. And hello to DC Love, whom I used to listen to.
Okay. I recognize you, Deanna. I know you from, a long time ago with, okay. Wow. Okay. Have you got anywhere to, have you got a place that you can, have you got temporary lodging anywhere?
No, I don't. I'm over $300 overdrawn. Tomorrow I'm going to low-income housing for the first time in my life, submitting an application. I was told that there is a chance. There's two other people competing for the spot.
Okay. Right. I'm having trouble with, like, my heart is just breaking for you, and mm-hmm. I'm having trouble as a human being separating the message coming through from the human being who is, like, I don't know what to suggest to you. You are in the USA, is that correct? You're in a state? One of the
states? I'm in South Florida, and I'm trying to be objective and not break down, but yes.
Yeah. Keep follow through this housing thing, but I think what you need to do is find I don't know how. See, I'm from Canada, so I'm not sure what the social services can do for you down there.
Yeah, uh-huh. I've tried that. I've been on the list since last year, since July 28th of last year. So I've tried that. I was more looking into the mystic aspect of it because what I've overcome has been so huge, and I never even thought I would. Last Monday when that thing happened to me, it just embarrassed me. It just humiliated me. And
oh, my gosh.
It was terrible. I don't want to go on and on. I'd rather hear what you have to say.
Okay. I don't want to give you an easy answer like your angels are around you and da-da-da-da-da, because you know they are. You know they are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't need to tell you that stuff. But in the hard knock reality of this world, you need emergency help. I would even, now I think there's a number you can call. Is it 211, Tony? Can you help me with this? Or
I've got that. I've done that. Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do not give up until somebody helps you, because this is, there are groups, even if you go to a women's shelter. But the thing is, don't be embarrassed. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. You are as precious as a light on this earth as anyone else. You matter and you deserve help. I think, are you still on Facebook, Deanna?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'll do a little digging and I'll ask some of my American friends to see if they can make suggestions about what you can do. And if you're, are you in the Sacred Embers group?
No, I'm not. No, I just talked to Jan on Facebook. You know Jan.
Yeah, Jan Rockbucky, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and DC. But no, I don't. And honestly, I've been for the last 2 weeks talking to a legislative aide to the state senator. We're getting nowhere. I got a call from a caseworker Friday last week, not this week. I'll call you right back. I left numbered messages. I spoke to everyone. That's why I was asking for something mystical because, you know,
Well, I think that's the mystical message. I'm sorry, Tony, just one second. The mystical message is to do something practical because it's the spirit world and this world we're in, it's all energy, right? So there's no difference. It's just that, sorry, I'm going to let Tony go because I'm having trouble expressing it, but I'm thinking that your spirit message coming through is to don't give up looking for something to help. Looking for real help in this world, this plane of reality.
I've done the practical. That's why I asked for the mystical, because I keep doing the practical. But today is Sunday, and there isn't much to do with the practical.
Let's see what Tony can. You know. Okay, honey. Let's see what Tony can give us. Okay.
Yeah. So what I get is self-doubt, hiding behind many masks, a need to let go of a shadow aspect of your story, denying yourself and your loved ones the experience of your true nature of a sense, self-realization and understanding, spiritual awakening, redemption, knowing your motives and your heart to be true, total transparency, a glorious unveiling of spirit. And I keep getting some friend that you possibly had or you have but you're not thinking of that you haven't talked to yet.
Okay.
Is there somebody that in Florida, it's somebody that you knew, it might not be in the last 10 years, but maybe a long time before that, that you were quite close with that you haven't talked to about everything yet? That could possibly help you.
I did yesterday, and I'm waiting for help. I've reached out, and I'm just waiting for help. But no one seems to have, you know, taken a hands-on approach, and they know it's true.
Yeah, we're not getting some words, but
I just see somebody.
I mean, I see a hand reaching up, you know, across the aisle. I don't know when. I mean, I'm hoping it's sooner than later. But some friend a while ago or someone that's going to give you some news of a place that will come through to you, for you. But I like what Lynn was saying is that you, I mean, you're definitely, you know, at the bottom. All you can do is go up, and I think somebody's going to help pull you out of there. I'm not sure what the timeline is. You have to hold on. I know that. But
yeah. Okay, I just will give you the Ten of Pentacles comes up for you, Deanna, and it's a positive sign that you have, it's a positive sign that you've reached a point of completion and accomplishment in your journey. Now, I think it's the card, you can look it up, Ten of Pentacles, okay?
I know what it is.
Yeah, okay. That's what comes. So I feel that's an optimistic message that's coming through that it's going to be all right. But I feel the strong sense that you have to co-create the future ahead of you. And that ties into the physical reality of not giving up your search until you find the help. The help is out there. Your job is to find it, and you will. You will. Okay.
To give you an idea, the card I got was the judgment.
Yeah.
Okay.
The card I got was the judgment, and but it was the opposite. So it's not that people are judging you, that you are judging yourself, but people aren't seeing you the way that you think they are.
Last week I started on Tuesday a job under contract that would have gone to the 7th, and then from the 12th to the 22nd, the trial. When I finished the job, I told her, I need to have a place closer to Miami, which is where the job was, and I'm in Broward, you know, next town over. And I showed her, you know, what I've got there right on top of the chest. And the next day they replaced me, and she felt really bad because, you know, everything went well, but she felt really bad. I was replaced. That was my lifesaver, my life preserver, life raft.
Yeah.
So it seems like everything is just coming crashing down, and I thought I'd call and see if there was hope Ten of Pentacles sounds great. Nine of Cups would sound great. Anything like that. But, you know, Judgment, I keep getting that when I do the little apps because I don't have the funds to, you know. And I have not done a GoFundMe page because that's most embarrassing to me.
Oh, heck no.
Most embarrassing. You know, I can't.
There's
I
a challenge. No,
it.
Deanna, take that as a challenge to yourself to overcome that obstacle, because there's nothing to it. Money isn't, should not be a source of shame. It's nothing you've done. Okay.
No, I know.
There's nothing. Yeah. So put that fundraiser out there, for heaven's sake. Do everything you can to help yourself, because really you'll be glad you did, you know, and don't judge yourself.
People don't know. You assume that people know what's going on with you, but they don't. That's what I'm saying.
No, they don't, because of my, I belong to groups of, you know, my colleagues, but I've never put it out there because it's a source of enormous embarrassment. It's killing me already, and that would end up killing me more. I don't want to let them know what I'm going through.
You have to.
Yeah.
In order for them to help you. You've helped a lot of people in your past. That's what you do every day. They're not going to know to help you unless you tell them.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. There has to be, you have to tell them. They don't even know. There's lots of friends out there and people that don't even know what's going on.
Yeah. Receiving is the other side of giving. Yeah. And it's, you're balancing all the giving you've done. It's your time to receive. And there's nothing shameful about it. Absolutely nothing.
No.
Yeah. Do the thing you
think. I don't
think
even know how to compose it. I mean, if it were for someone else, I'd be very good at it.
Ask
but
Jen to help you, or ask for help. We'll help you if you can contact us on the Enter the Light page. We'll help you form the words or something, okay? Just find us, okay?
You.
Enter the Light. Okay, Deanna, we're running out of time, hon, so I'm going to end it here. But contact us on our Facebook page, and if you need help wording your GoFundMe, we'll help you, okay?
Okay. God bless you, and thank you very much. I appreciate your readings.
Okay. Bless you, Deanna. Okay. Tony. Jessica had to keep going home. She was in her car, so she's left us. So, Tony, how can people find you?
They can find me on either Enter the Light or my Facebook page, which is Tony Jorgensen, Jorgensen, and it has my grandson and I blowing a kiss on that page. Or you can email me at TonyTonikJ4244@gmail.com.
Excellent. Okay. And if you want to donate safely to the Ukraine effort, you can just find Tony's, go to Tony's page on Facebook and or Enter the Light. It's all there. To find Jessica, you want to go to the page, her Facebook page, which is Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and you can find me on Facebook or at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. What a ride, Tony. That was quite something.
Yep.
Well, last week I talked about that Marvin Gaye song, What's Going On. So if we're all ready to call this a show, I'm going to pop it on, and it's a sort of song about how we got to love each other a little bit more. Thank you, Tony. Yeah. Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks
to everyone who called in and all our listeners. Love and light. See you next Sunday.